Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
You sure
we
can? Yeah. Ooh. Say woo. Breaking
we
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. Educate, and communicate, and collaborate.
They
we give, showing others how to live. We
care.
That's right. Wake up with Linda Maxine. It is Kelly Tuesday. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. We're talking to Stephanie Haynes today, and her series is going to be on self-care. You know, get those pads and pencils out. But, you know, before we get started, I'd like to let you know that this show is being sponsored by CUC, Communication, Unification, and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals, education, workshops, mentorship. But we focus on the young minds of our youth here. We have to pass the baton. Oh, we have to be the storytellers out here. So in order for us to really, really seek and do what we have to do, I'd like to share this with you. There is no need to seek impatiently for greatness, fame, or wealth. The earth and the sun do not hurry. They follow their own path at their own pace. If the earth were to accelerate and complete one rotation in 3 hours instead of 24, we would be in big trouble. The most important thing in life is to find a sure, certain path and confidently advance along it. And in order to do that, you have to take care of yourself. It starts with you. It begins and ends with you. And we have to keep our health in order, okay? And for the diabetics out there, Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes, she has some information for you. You're tired of sticking and pricking, taking that medicine, don't know what to eat, when to eat, can't sleep. You've been told a lot of lies. You want to listen and get educated by Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes. Her website is www.exposingdiabetes.com. Again, that website is www.exposingdiabetes.com. And the email is their health team. If you see that posting for registration for her master class, check in. Get the education. Unlearn to relearn and live again. You know, your health is your most important thing. You don't want the worries out there. She's going to give you some information, and it's going to be the truth, and nothing but the truth. But we have our master coming on with us this evening. And that's Miss Stephanie Haynes. She's going to be on that self-care series. It's all about you out there. And before he brings her in. I'd like to remind you, on Friday, Barbara Morrison, Performance Center, there will be a tribute to Harry Belafonte. The performance will be Patricia Bryant and Deborah Short, okay? And in order to get those tickets, dial 708-391-5548 RSVP. It might not be too late. It's going to be a great show. And that, again, is at the Barbara Morrison Performance Center on Friday, which is April 12th. Check it out. Harry Belafonte and these ladies are awesome out here. So let's get going here. Tell it Tuesday, Stephen Haynes and Waking Up the Living Show. Right, and we've got the lady coming on with us this evening, the master of mind, body, and spirit, Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, and many, many things out there in the community. Get your pads and pencils out there, because she's going to take you there, show you how to get there, and make sure you stay there. Stephanie Haynes, good evening. Welcome, welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. How are you?
I'm doing great, and how are you this evening?
You know, I'm very, very happy over here. You know, when we're dealing with this technology, sometimes it just takes us for a loop. And we missed it last week, but you're back this week, and we appreciate you. We know it's busy. It's crazy out there. Solar eclipse was moving yesterday. The world was watching. We're moving. We're in Mercury retrograde. We just have an exciting good time over here. And you're going to tell us how to make sure that we keep it in order so we can get to our destination. Stephanie, welcome in. I'm wonderful.
Yes. Well, good evening, listeners. So tonight we're going to begin with the sunlight, the importance of, you know, having that sunlight. Yes. So, and yes, the eclipse was out yesterday. Yeah. So can you hear me, Linda?
Yes, I can. You on?
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought we got muted for a moment. So, you know, last week we talked about the importance of being touched. You know, touching is very important. And we talked about the movement. So now we're going to talk about what the importance of sunlight. All right. So, in addition to lifting up and being out in the sun, it's very important to be able to your mood and fight stress. Now, the sunlight is empower us and also give us that vibrant spirit. You know, it's different when it's raining. Some people get, you know, stressed, get depressed, have depression. But this would actually boost vitamin D. You know, the true vitamin D, we only get it from being outside. That's the true vitamin D. It's being outside. Now, which would help keep us from bones, you know, keeping our bones strong. It's moderate exposure to the sunlight can also help us prevent certain cancer, you know, because African-American people, you know, we still can get skin cancer even though we have the melanin, but we still can get skin cancer, right? And it also heals skin conditions and may even improve some autoimmune conditions. Now, to gain these benefits, you only need 5 to 15 minutes of sunlight on your hands, arms, and face 2 to 3 times a week. Now, for those who, you know, suffering from heart attack, strokes, you know that we cannot be in the sun that long. All right, so just be mindful of that. And with any other illnesses that you know that you cannot be, you know, in the sunlight that long. But it's very important that we get sun because that's the most important way of getting vitamin D. Now, soak up the sun exercise. There's an exercise that you can do just to soak up the sun. So getting yourself outside first thing in the morning is a great way to start your day. Set your circadian rhythm and boost your mood and connect with your body. Now, since every morning sunlight is gentle, it's generally safe to spend 10 to 15 minutes in the sun without sun protection in the morning because it's not that harsh. Now, afternoon is something to worry about. Now, coming to the following exercises, to make spending time outside a habit. So step one. So I forgot to tell you you guys to grab your pen and paper. So, you know, I'm always going to have you writing, you know, so you can always go back and reflect on what I am teaching for that for this day. All right, so step number one, 5 days in a row, preferably Monday through Friday, set your alarm for 15 minutes earlier than usual. Step two, if you get up before the sun does, continue about your morning routine until the sun rises and then head outside. Now, if you get up when the sun is already out, head outside right away. Step four, allow yourself to breathe. How does the sun feel? How does your body feel? Can you hear any sound? Step six, after 5 days of repeating this exercise, you should notice a positive shift in your mood, a more optimistic outlook, and lower stress level. Even feel more energetic. Being present. It can be easy to lose sight of the present moment. You may find yourself constantly thinking about the past, regrets, questions, grief, or the future, anxiety, trying to control the outcome. If you're actively thinking about the past or the future, you can't experience the present. A necessary act of self-care is to bring yourself into the present moment so that you don't miss a precious moment, the time you are giving. Five senses exercise. This simple exercise can be done anytime and anywhere to bring you firmly into the experience of your present moment. By recognizing your five senses, which are working at the time, even if you don't notice them, you acknowledge your present experiences. It is this acknowledgement bringing your consciousness back to here and now. Ask yourself the following questions and respond in your mind. Or if you're somewhere private, you can say your answers out loud, such as sounds, what do you hear? Sight, what do I see? Smell, what do I smell? Taste, what do I taste? And touch, what do I feel? Now, when you're doing this exercise daily, if you find yourself finding or feeling stuck in the past or the future, repeat this exercise numerous times a day until staying in the moment becomes a habit. Being hydrated is very important. Your body is about 60% water, which means that over half of your composition is made up of water. Some people say 70%, but we're going to go with 60 today. Even more shocking is that your blood is 90% water. Then as your body needs water to function at its highest level, staying hydrated is a basic form of self-care. There are numerous benefits to drinking enough water every day. Now, here are a few key benefits. Keep your mouth clean and prevent tooth decay. Assist with hydration of your joints, which are 80% water. Prevent premature skin aging and can help skin look plump, dewy, and youthful. Promote weight loss. Help your body get rid of waste. Now, the exercises for hydration is a simple formula for how much water you should consume daily is to take your weight and divide it in half of water you should drink. An example equation is if you're a 150-pound woman would divide her weight in half to get 75, this means she should consume 75 ounces of water each day. Now, to make hydration a habit, do the following exercises every day for 7 days. Now, after you do this, staying hydrated a natural part of your routine. Now, this is what you'll need: an empty 1 gallon water jug and a permanent marker. Now, I want you to calculate the number of ounces of water you should be consuming daily. Put this amount of water into the water jug. Using a permanent marker, draw 10 lines equally spaced from the bottom of the jug to the top of the water line. Now set a timer on your phone to go off every 10 walking hours. I'm sorry, not walking hours, waking hours, starting right when you wake up. Now each time the timer goes off, drink water until you get the next marker. Now by the end of the day, you will have consumed the proper water to stay fully hydrated. Now, food, the nourishment is very important for our bodies, right? And for our self-care. A properly nourished body is a properly loved body. Take time to feed your body when it's hungry with nourished, rich, healthy whole food is such an important part of self-care. When you nourish your body, you're taking care of yourself in a vital way. True health starts from the inside out. Now, intuitive eating, the guiltless diet, as babies, we automatically, when we're hungry, and stop when we're satisfied. Now, as we grow, we begin to eat for other reasons, emotional comfort, boredom, addictive eating, craving. Now, a major form of self-care is getting back in touch with your body and recognizing the signs it gives you to eat when you're generally hungry and stop before you feel. Now, there's some people that eat, right? You know, say we live to eat or eat to live. And you want to eat to live, not to live to eat. But to get to this point, you first need to distinguish between physical hunger and emotional hunger. Now, physical hunger is exactly what it sounds like. Your bodies give you the signs such as a low energy, hunger pain, a growling, which reminds you that it's time to refuel. Now, emotional hunger is eating from any other reason besides physical hunger. Now, to try show your body love and care, you need to get back in touch with your physical hunger. Check in with yourself about once an hour and ask yourself, am I hungry? Is there a physical sign of hunger? Physical hunger. Gauge whether the hunger can constitute the need for a meal. Oftentimes, it's cued by a growling stomach or a hunger pain. Or if you need a snack, feelings of low energy or irritability. If you're unsure whether you are experiencing physical hunger, have a glass of water. Sometimes craving food is simply a sign of dehydration. And check back. Enrich yourself 20 minutes later. Now, at that time, if you're not experiencing physical hunger, do not eat. If it is time to eat, you should focus on two things. Chewing, each bite 30 times. This help breaks down the food so your body can easily access its nutrition. Right, the nutrients from the food. It also aids its digestion and give your body time to recognize when it reaches a point of feeling full. Conscious eating. Be patient while you choose a peaceful location to enjoy and savor your meal. Take each bite. Enjoy the experience. This also helps you take note of whether or not you're satisfied. This mentally connects you to your body and repair or enhance your relationship with food. Now, when you listen to the cues your body gives you, you're taking care of yourself. So it's very important, you know, when we get that craving for that emotional eating, and it's mostly junk. It's the chocolates, the chips, the fried food, the cookies, the cake, the sodas, right, the ice cream. So how to stock your kitchen with healthy staples? You'll be more apt to make healthy choices if you give yourself plenty of healthy options. Choosing to constantly nourish your body is an act of self-care that can impact your health, your mood, and your appearance. Now, next time you go to the grocery store to shop or to the local farming market, try to remember the ABCs and to shop the rainbow. Okay, so this is the ABC shopping. Now, the concept of the ABC shopping is simple. You should leave the store with apples or an avocado, a banana, and a cucumber. Now, the health benefit of these foods are incredible. They satisfy hunger and provide great nourishment. The apple is high in fiber food, also contains antioxidants that helps improve the brain health and lower cholesterol. Remember, they used to say an apple a day keeps the doctor. They're also full of vitamin C and B complex and are low in calories. Avocado is one of my favorites. This is highly nutritious. Fruit contains 20 different vitamins and minerals. It is packed with fiber, potassium, has lots of monounsaturated fatty acids, great for your heart, and can help you lower your cholesterol. Bananas, easily portable fruit, is a filling snack full of fiber, vitamin C, vitamin B6, and potassium. It also contains prebiotics, which are great for your digestive system. Cucumber. This lower calories food makes a perfect snack or crunchy addition to any sandwich or salad. Snacking on cucumbers help keep, and they pack with antioxidants. Now, the rainbow shopping, when you buy food, you should leave with something of every color of the rainbow, red, orange, and yellow. Foods are known to have antioxidant benefits because they have carotenoids, which is the green vegetables, tends to be high in vitamin A, C, and K. As far as the blue and purple foods, go to the darker the fruit or vegetable, the higher the antioxidant level. I love my blackberries and my blueberries. Ensure that you have a variety and are getting a wide array of nutrients and vitamins necessary for a balanced diet. Now, in the red, you have the apple, the bell pepper, and the strawberry. The orange, you have carrot, bell pepper, and oranges. The yellow, you have banana, lemon, and pineapple. The green, kale, lettuce, spinach, and herbs. The blue and purple, you have the blueberry, the eggplant, the plum, the boysenberry, and cabbage. Now let's go to the snacks. Snacks is important to keep your kitchen stocked with healthy snacks and staples so that you can make thoughtful decisions when fueling your body. Now, this conscious investment in quality food is a caring investment in your body. Activate walnuts. Soak in water and salt so that they are easy to digest. They are full of omega-3 fatty acids to help stimulate the brain and the nervous system. The walnuts are also very filling. Dehydration fruit. This type of fruit can satisfy your sweet tooth. Walnuts, if you need a healthier snack. Dates. They are known as the natural candy for a reason. Once date after dinner can stave off your craving for a healthy dessert. Nut butter, almond butter, cashew butter are delicious, filling, and versatile. You can use them to make a sandwich, spread them on a banana, or just eat them straight from the jar. Seeds. This high-protein snack is very satisfying. Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and chia seeds are all great options. Popcorn. Now, popcorn, this is easy to make snack, can be a healthy option if you keep the butter. Try adding cinnamon spice or red pepper flakes to enhance the flavor. And when I'm popcorn, you don't want to do the microwave popcorn because that's not bad. That causes dementia. You know, it causes, it's messed with your brain. So you don't want to do popcorn, microwave popcorn. You want to do, you know, the old way, you know, or the air pop. You know, how we used to put it on a pot on the stove and just shake the pot, you know. You don't want to use microwave popcorn. Roasted, delicious, and full of protein. So those are your rainbows, the ABCs, and the healthy snacks. And let's go into beauty. Now, beauty is a part of self-care. It includes putting time and energy into your appearance. This isn't about vanity or being superficial. It's about honoring the body, the hair, and skin that you have and that you've been blessed with. Through this process, you come to understand that putting energy into the way you look helps you interact with people with more confidence. It gives you a sense of healthy pride, and it shows the world that you not only respect yourself, but you also expect respect from others. And it's true, you know, especially when you go to work, and how I see how some people just show up for work, it's just like they roll out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important, you know, how we show up to the world. And, you know, you want to come in your best. You know, I was taught you don't go outside with curlers in your hair, hot shoes on, your pajamas. All of that went out the window. I see some people come to work with their pajama pants on. You
mm-hmm.
know, so we just have to be mindful of how we present ourselves to the world. And we're going to talk about some beauty rituals. A ritual is something that has a prescribed order and can be replicated, and it often has a soothing and empowering effect. Create many different self-care rituals, with a beauty ritual being one of the easier to start with because it provides immediate visible benefits and only a bit of planning to implement. But if you create your own beauty rituals, seems a bit overwhelming at first, you can borrow the rituals and routines that I'm going to get ready to give you, all right? And you can make them your own. Adding this hint of your individuality until you create your own bespoke beauty ritual. The repetitious and maintenance are the key to turning your something into a ritual. Commit to performing your specific ritual 3 times a week in the beginning, then you can devote more time as you see fit until incorporating your ritual into your daily routine becomes your second nature. You know, and women's, right now I'm speaking to the women, for those, you know, before you go to bed, for those who wear makeup, you know, it's very important to take the makeup off your face, you know. You know, with a moisturizer, you know, I don't use soap on my face. And after you cleanse your face, you know, you're going to moisturize it and put your night serum on it or whatever you might use to protect your face at night while you're sleeping. All right? And then, you know, same thing with your brushing your teeth. You know, making sure you do that and gargle at night before you go to bed. You know, then you don't wake up with that morning breath. All right. So you have a myriad of benefits. It's soothing, calming, and rejuvenating. Now, a daily skincare routine protects your skin from free radicals and the environment, the elements, the toxin, and increases your radiance. Now take 5 minutes every morning and then again at night to prioritize yourself and your skin. Besides, it's a relaxing and refreshing way to start and end your day. Now this 5 minutes advice you can make at home, but each step has a myriad of beauty and health benefits. Now, here how to do a simple 5-step skin routine. So get your pens and paper out. Okay, so step number one, what you're going to do, you're going to have oil cleanse. Now, the oil cleanse is when you use to wash your face. Not with soap, down the makeup, and remove the impurities. Now, this method has many benefits in hydrating, cleaning, soothing, less irritating than traditional cleansers. It also removes dirt, shrink under the pores, and help eradicate acne. Okay, so this is the recipe. It's homemade cleanser. So this is what you need. You need 2 tablespoons of coconut oil and 1 teaspoon of castor oil. Now, I take castor oil, since I'm having eye problems, I take castor oil and put it around my eyes at night. And that helped me with my glaucoma. It helps me to see better. It helps to take all of that, eradicate all of that out from my eyes. Now, how the oil cleanse. Now, you're going to mix the coconut oil and the castor oil in your hands before using. The warmth will help turn cool coconut oil into a more workable liquid. Take your oil cleansing mix and rub it in a circular motion on your face. Do not use water. You can use this oil cleanser to clean makeup right off your face or simply to nourish your bare skin. Rub in a circular motion 2 minutes. Now rinse with warm water and pat your face. Now don't worry if there's excess oil cleanser on your skin. The because you remove it in the next step. Now, this is a little tip for you. Your oil cleanser can even be used on your eyes to break down waterproof makeup. Step two, cleaning with soap can be harsh on your skin, which is why you need to use a specific soap known as Castle Soap. For this step in your skincare routine, Castle Soap is powerful enough to remove the remaining oil residue after your oil cleansing and even combat acne, but also gentle enough to not upset the pH of your skin. And it doesn't cause any irritation moisturizer. Step three, toning is a quick step that removes any remaining residue, oil, cleanser, and makeup from your skin. It also helps keep your skin pH balance, minimize the size of your pores, and increase your skin natural radiance. All you need is foaming dispenser, the liquid castle soap, distilled water, lavender oil, and lemon oil. And here's the directions. Now you're going to fill a foaming dispenser 1/8 of the way with the liquid castle soap. Add distilled water 3/4 of the way to the top. Add 20 drops of lavender essential oil and 10 drops of lemon essential oil. Gently the ingredients. Now, how to soap cleanse. Splash your face with water. Distribute 2 to 4 pumps of the foaming soap cleanser into your hands. Now, you're going to rub the cleanser all over your face in a circular motion. Rinse with warm water and pat your face dry. Now we're going to go to how to make a toner. Toning is a quick step that removes any remaining residue, oil, cleanser, and makeup from your skin. It also helps keep your skin pH balance, minimize the size of your pores, and it increases your skin natural radiance. Now the homemade toner, this is what you need. You need an amber glass jar with rich hazel and rose water. The how to tone. Find the amber glass jar 1/4 of the way filled with the hazel. Then fill the rest of the jar with the rose water. Now you're going to saturate a cotton ball with the toner and run the cotton ball over your face. Yeah. So are there any questions so far?
At this particular time, I had put a mark by the coconut oil and the cream, but you kind of like cleared that up for that oily cleanser. So when you're doing your oily cleanser and you're mixing the castor oil and you wipe it all over, removing your makeup and things of that nature, then you go behind that with a tap of clear wash towel, right? You wash all that all off, or you leave that on through the night. How does that work?
Yes, yeah, you wipe all that off, and then then you come back with the toner and to take the rest of the residue off.
Right. Okay. Take it off.
Yes.
That's important, yes. Because I'd like to take my makeup off with oil and remove the eyeshadow. It's easier because I don't use the sun soap either. And when we were talking about the ABCs, you know, the fill-in slacks, I find that very good because, you know, you're correct with that drinking half your body weight in water to do that. And you get used to it. and where it becomes like a part of you, and that blackberry and that blueberry. I kind of like, I'm more of a blackberry. I like blueberries also, but the strawberries, because of some fruits carry more sugar than others, and you have to watch that sugar content. So strawberries have a lot of sugar. And bananas, of course, potassium, but banana carries a lot of sugar, and I'm just mentioning that because if persons are diabetic, those are fruits they have to stay away from. You know, so it's always alternates out there. But I have a question about the almond butter. That, I have a question about that. So I need to check into that. I do almond butter, I mean almond flour, you know, which is not just like the regular flour. So I can imagine what the almond butter is like. Now, you can purchase this regular store. You have to go to like a Strauss or a Trader Joe or where.
Trader Joe's, uh-huh.
Okay, so
yeah,
mm-hmm. The whole the Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, you just can't buy it off the shelf at a regular market, right? Do they carry it,
right,
like at Ralph, Bonds, and things like that? Do they carry almond butter at Ralph, or you just need to go to that health food store?
You know, I'm not sure. I had never seen it at Ralph. I normally get it at Trader Joe's.
Okay. Well, I have it written down. I have to check it out because, I love my almonds and, of course, walnuts. Yes. I keep walnuts everywhere, in every purse, in every area. So when I feel that craving, I just, you know, bite down on that. That's my snack. But back to information, you know, when you're carrying a lot of information and stuff in your body, and that's for people that have inflammation and stuff. I found that eating fruit, you must eat fruit along with the meal. Some fruits, I don't eat fruit as a snack. I eat fruit with my meals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to get that fruit, but I just don't. Apples, what is the difference than the red apple? The red apple is more potent than the Granny Smith, the green apples. It's the red apple that gives you that goodness, right? You said that the apple, the red apple carries that. Okay, so it's the red apple, just not any apple. You want that red apple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, those are my questions. I'm just, you know, up here, like you said, everything is self-care. The ABCs, the beauty, the rituals, as far as cleaning the face, it all goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I was looking because the rituals that we do in the morning, even if it's just a facial massage to get started, get in the habit of doing that a.m. and p.m. And that's pretty relaxing. Wouldn't you say, Stephanie, we have to set the ritual up and it becomes a part of your way of life. Yeah. Okay. I'm good. So
okay.
You want us to
so now
stand
we're
out?
To step four.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're
okay,
going to go step number four. On the facial oil moisturizer.
Okay. Yes.
Now, the facial oil hydrates your skin by locking in the moisture and help combat the fine lines and the wrinkles. It's also add an extra glow to your complexion, can decrease dark spots, even out the skin tone, and reduce the appearance of dark circles underneath your eyes. Now, this is what you need to make your facial oil. You need an amber glass bottle with a dropper and a lid, macadamia nut oil. You can do the nut oil, the oregano oil, jojoba oil, and rose oil. Now, you're going to fill the amber glass bottle with equal amount of each oil. Put the dropper lid back on the bottle and shake well to incorporate the oil of the oil and pour it onto the palms of your hands. Now you're going to rub your hands together to warm the oil. Then you're going to press the oil onto your face. Now, step number five. The facial roller. Now, the facial roller are an ancient beauty tool that have been used in China since the 17th century. Now, you can buy a facial roller online or at a local beauty store. It has a large rolling end for the forehead, the cheeks, the jaw, and the neck. It's a small rolling end for the around the eyes, around the nose. Now, sometimes, they have it made out of jade or rose quartz. It's a stone, mm-hmm. a precious stone that they use to roll on your face. Now, facial rolling is a soothing way to end your ritual that helps relax tension in your face and promote lymphatic drainage. It helps combat puffiness and get rid of the toxin. It can also further define your cheekbones and your jawline. Mm-hmm. It clears your sinuses. It fights signs of aging and reduce under the eye circle. Whether this last step is part of your morning or night skin care routine, the facial roller also produces to seep deeper into your skin for a makeup look that will last all day or a penetrating nighttime moisturizer. And I love to use mine, especially, like when I have bad sinuses, and it opens right up. And then also if I'm stressed and, had a long day, that's another way to use it, just to massage your face to relieve the tension. So I recommend, everybody to get one of these, men and women. It's very important to relieve that tension in the face.
Okay. Give me, when you were speaking of the oils for the moisturizer, you said the amber oil, the macadamia oil, the argan oil, and the rose oil. Are those the five oils you need?
Well, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're going to blend them all together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A macadamia oil, argan, and rose oil. Okay. That's what I had put a question mark by that. And you can use that as an AM moisturizer or a nighttime moisturizer, AM or PM, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the roller, I have the rose quartz roller. I think that was a beautiful gift from you. And I use it, not as often as I should, but now that you have enlightened us, I'll be using it more, okay? Yes, I have my roller.
All righty.
Yes, I definitely have that. Okay. Well, my questions are answered on that. Okay. I'm going to be quiet.
All right. So now we're going to move on to how to keep your mane healthy and strong. And when I say mane, I'm speaking of your hair.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes.
So a good self-care hair care routine doesn't need to be complicated. You need to focus on two things. Keeping your scalp healthy and protect your hair. To accomplish this, you only need to add an additional 90 seconds to your standard shampoo and conditioner routine. Now let's talk about your scalp. Keeping your scalp healthy will help your hair grow, minimize the dry, the flaky skin, and keep your oil production in check. It helps stop hair breakage and decrease scalp irritation. Now, try to limit washing your hair 2 times a week to allow the production of your natural oil that keeps your scalp healthy. Now, I don't wash my hair 2 to 3 times a week.
I don't know.
I probably wash my hair once a month.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You know, and Now, once a week, add an exfoliating steps to stimulate your scalp and remove buildup. And it all depends on how you wear your hair. Now, those who go wear their hair natural, you know, I can see them washing their hair maybe 2 to 3 times a week because how attached to certain oils and stuff that you put in your hair to moisturize your hair, right?
Right.
Because buzz are more, more likely to get into your natural hair. If you're wearing out like an afro or a twisted, a braid or whatever, because you have all those, I would say chemicals, which it is chemicals, but different moisturizers that you might use on your hair that attract certain elements from the outdoors.
True.
Yes.
True.
All right. So what was I? Okay, now you can exfoliate your scalp 2 different ways. Number one, use a silicone scalp massaging shampoo brush. You can buy this online or in a beauty store. They're inexpensive and makes your standard shampoo and conditioner routine more luscious and effective. Now, simply shampoo your hair as you normally would, but use the brush which hooks between your finger to scrub the shampoo into your scalp. Mm-hmm. Instead of using your fingers, the brush is easy to use, and it will help remedy the scalp buildup. That's a great massage. Now, using a simple at-home exfoliation scrub, combine 1 part raw cane sugar with 3 parts conditioner and a few drops of tea tree oil. Wet your hair with warm water and scrub the mixture into your scalp using your fingers to give yourself a soothing massage. Now, rinse out thoroughly and then shampoo and condition as your usual routine. Hair care. Invest in a good shampoo and conditioner that are made for your hair type. The combination that you use should be hypoallergenic and fragrance-free to avoid irritation. Now, you might have to try out a few different shampoos and conditioner combination until you find the one that you love. It should be enjoyable because you are caring for yourself by giving your hair and products that it needs and deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you heat style your hair by blowing, drying it, straightening it, or curling it, or flat ironing, you should take extra care to add hydration back into your strain. Simply add argan oil to your post-heat routine, and it's a lightweight oil that will not compromise your hair value. It has a host of benefits, including it's very moisturizing, it promotes hair growth, it seals your split ends, it fights the fizz, and it produces shine. Now, for those who wear locks, put 2 to 3 drops of the argan oil in your hands, rub your palms together, and soothe the oil over the ends of your hair. Avoid the scalp because it's naturally produced its own oil. All right, so that's for tonight. And next week, we'll talk about sleep, the benefits of sleep, and the importance of sleep.
The benefits
yeah,
of sleep and
the they question this later.
Right, right. That sets up. Yeah, that's gonna be perfect because I'm speaking with a lot of people that are sleep deprived and haven't had enough sleep, and I try to get mine, okay? But I like to get mine, okay? I'm gonna get my sleep, okay? It used to be I could function with 4 to 5 hours, but I need a little bit more than that now, okay? But I get that sleep. It makes a difference. And when you break your habit, you know, you try to get on a routine where you're up a certain time every day. And now that you spoke about that sunlight, you know, catching that sun early in the morning, that will give persons incentive to, you know, to kind of like get up a little bit earlier and get that a.m. sunlight. Because as we spoke the last time when I was asking about that liquid vitamin D, and you said the best vitamin D is the natural vitamin D, you know, coming from the sun. That's out there, and we need it, you know, especially a lot of persons. Well, I'm a hatter. I'm a mad hatter, so I keep my crown covered all the time. But I have here lately when that's, I like to have that sun beaming down, you know, on top. Not hot, hot, hot. It's not good, like you say, in the middle of the day. But if you get up in that a.m. sun and just get out and stretch and smell and taste and feel and watch the leaves blow on the tree, it does make a difference. This is a great, great, great series because you can't do anything if you don't take care of yourself. Self-care is very important, very important. And then you get to a particular point and then you're sitting back wishing that you had or you hadn't or whatever. No, let's start now. Stephanie, I love this series on here. So the next one, I'm going back through my notes, is going to be the sleep. Okay, about the sleep. And I need to refresh on this view. The last statement, I have the facial moisturizing oil. And that's, what is it, amber oil, macadamia oil, vegan, and rose oil. That's a good moisturizer. What about persons that use rose hips? Okay, thank you for correcting that. What about persons that use rose hip oil? The aloe vera plant, you know, that's, they just snip the plant and put it. What is that for? Is that good for healing? What about that aloe vera plant, the pure plant?
Oh, the aloe vera plant has a lot of properties.
Okay.
So it's making a salve with it. You can add it with any kind of oil, you know, coconut oil, almond oil. It's a good for healing scab, sores, cuts, you know, burns, you know, it keeps your skin for, with dark spots. If you get a scab or a cut or something, it heals it without any scars. Yeah. And also you can take the aloe vera and make juice out of them. It's good for your digestive system.
Oh, yeah. We used to juice it out too, but I know it's very, very helpful, and it has a lot of remedies. And now, when you say, I'm going back, you say cocoa butter, coconut. Now, when people say cold press, what does that mean? Explain that to the listeners. What is the cold press all? What is that? What is so important with that?
It means that it has formed into not liquid form.
Okay.
It's not liquid form. Okay.
Okay.
So now you can buy some coconut oil, and then that's cold press. It's all pressed together, right? But if you take it in, heat it up, it'd be liquefied.
So like I like to do coconut, and let me get the correct name of this so that I'm not putting out wrong information here. It is Palmer's cocoa butter formula. That's a cold press. Am I correct?
Some of it can be that. You can get that
And that's part, you can heat that up.
Okay. Because I like to do that. But, you know, this is very helpful because there's so much stuff out there, you know, and the cosmetic and the self-care. And you have to really, really pay attention to the ingredients and the stuff that's in that. I mean, yeah, it's there, but is it really good for you? Okay? Is it really good? Now, some good serums out there or whatever, but the most important thing is the natural stuff, I feel. You know, natural, mix it up. So I'm getting ready to, I've got my little oil list here because I love to moisturize my face day and night. And as your skin changes, we change, you have to change up. But you can't beat that natural. So that facial moisturizer, again, that's amber oil. Am I pronouncing that? That's amber oil, right?
Uh-huh. No, amber is the glass bottle that you're getting. It's the bottle.
Okay, that's the bottle. And then you get the macadamia oil.
Uh-huh.
And then the vegan oil and the rose hip oil, those three oils, right?
I think it's four oils. It's four oils. Wait a minute.
Okay, check, yeah, correct me here, because I really want to put that out as reminders.
Okay, you have your, you will get an amber glass bottle with the dropper lid.
Okay.
You'll get the macadamia or nut oil.
Okay.
The cool nut oil, that's K-U-K-U-I, nut oil, the argan oil, the jojoba oil, and the rose hip oil.
Jojoba. Okay, wait a minute. Now, what it cook? Okay, where's the Reagan? Where did I get that from? Maybe I wrote it down correctly. Give me the oils once again, please.
Macadamia nut oil.
Uh-huh.
The cuckoo nut oil. The argan oil. The jojoba oil. And the rose hip.
Okay, jojoba and rose hip. I got argan oil. Okay, rose hip. I think I use a shampoo that has the argan in it. It does leave a shine. It's not harsh or anything on the hair. Okay. All right. So, listeners, we got it up here. We're going to be shining like beautiful stars out there, feeling good. Getting some of that sunlight, keeping hydrated out there, and to get those right foods in there and snack. Is it, like you say, is it a physical hunger? Is it emotional hunger? I know when I get emotional, I'll be craving chocolate chip cookies. That's an emotional hunger, okay? Yeah, I just have to get away from those chocolate chip cookies. And as long as I see them, I want to snack down into them, so I try to keep them away from me. But that is emotional. And when you say a physical, it's like the stomach is growling. You know when you're hungry. And when you eat when you're hungry, some people, what is this regimen, don't eat past 6 o'clock. You might be hungry at 8. Then what you going to do, stay hungry all night? Does that make sense? That's the improper thing to do. Isn't that correct, Stephanie? If you're hungry, you need to eat. If you're hungry, you need to eat.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah,
don't
but it's all this is what kind of, you know, you got to think about this: is the physical hunger or the
emotional
hunger? Yes.
Okay.
Thanks,
I got it.
I just went blank.
I know that's okay. You've had a busy day. You're a busy lady out there. That's why we all appreciate you so much when you take up time and come and care and share, because you're out there moving all day. But even before the sun come up and the persons, you know, all the energy and the stuff that you put out there, we appreciate you. You know we appreciate you, so I can understand it. And I, before I let you go, I had one more thing. That popcorn, when you're putting that all in the pan and shaking it up, that's the best. You say, not the mic. You know, I don't even use the microwave anymore. I don't use the microwave because microwaves are pulling nutrients out of food. Yeah, I love air fryers. I like that air fryer. So we'll talk about, you know, getting into the cooking and stuff to get that. But the microwave, no, I don't even use it. takes up a lot of room. Haven't had turned on in a long time. So I like the idea of getting that popcorn and popping it in the oil. As a matter of fact, I think I'll treat myself to that tomorrow. Thanks for the reminder. That's an awesome snack. Awesome. And you say season it with what? Red pepper flakes? What was that you said season it with? Not butter.
Right.
Okay.
You can use red pepper. Yeah. Any other little, okay, you know, seasoning that you might want? Cinnamon. Put cinnamon on it.
And basically, the cinnamon, that, you know, you wanna get it fresh. You wanna get that fresh powder. Fresh. So I could see some popcorn with some red pepper flakes on it. What about what is that oil that takes a substitute for butter? I mean, olive oil. We know what that does. You can pop it in your olive oil, because I don't use all those different type of oils. But that's going to be an experiment tomorrow. And thank you for reminding me to go get the corn in the bag that you push and shake it in the skillet. The real deal. The real deal. And that makes a lot of sense out there. So I've gone through the skincare with the oil cleanse for that. Going to set up the moisturizer. We're just going to be glowing and beaming out here. With those pumped up skins after drinking all that water to keep that skin hydrated. And I have a question mark before I let you go about that scalp massage brush. You said raw cane sugar and three parts, three drops of tea tree oil, but three, you said raw cane sugar and three parts of what? What else was that part of? Was that in your shampoo or what? When you're getting ready to massage that scalp, can you check back on that? Because I missed the point here.
Yeah, that's for the scrub.
Yes, yes. Which is that?
Okay, let me see.
It was under, for the scrub. Under the health care. All came to the three drops of tea tree oil in three parts of something, and I just, it's blank. I mean,
yes,
fill it in.
Yes, it's the combination of one part raw cane sugar with three parts conditioner and a few drops of tea tree oil.
Okay, conditioner. Okay. Now, is that, what about, could that be done? Can your conditioner be the leave-in conditioner? Because that, because after that, you're going to shampoo and recondition again. Could you still use your leave-in conditioner as a party? Should you get a different type of conditioner? That's what the question is.
Say it again now.
Okay. When you say three parts of conditioner, could it be a leave-in conditioner? Because I use a leave-in conditioner. Should I get a separate type of conditioner to do that scalp scrub with? Because you're going to rinse it out anyway.
Yeah, do it. Get another.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
you put the leave-in. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you're just exfoliating. This is a foliate.
Okay. Okay. Scalp exfoliation. Okay. Exfoliation. All right. Well, I got all my little notes together, and I know everybody else has their notes together. You know, we got to be shining like the bright stars that we have out here, beaming, healthy, eating right, because we have a lot of work to do. And for your early risers out there, even before you start today, if you can get up with that sun, just stick your head up and stand out on the patio, the backyard, or whatever, and get some of that AM sun. Before it gets out there and gets to heating. I'm going to try that. Listen and smell and feel and see what the wind is telling you. I found myself today driving, and I saw beautiful blossoms blowing on the tree, and it was so beautiful to me. I said, okay, they're having fun too. The wind was not strong, but it was enough breeze, you know, where it was giving you a light breeze, and it really felt good. So for those of you out there going through craziness and stressful times, just watch the leaves blow on the branches of the trees. It will calm you down as you're waiting on your red light to change. Take a look. Look around. Look around. So, Stephanie, we appreciate you. We love you. We're going to say thank you, thank you. And next week, we're going to be talking about sleep. Should we post, or should we just put the word out there, sleep, or the importance of sleep? Or shall we just put sleep? What are you, how can I do this? You know, I like to hit it quick.
Because you, important of sleep.
Okay, okay. That's your work, the importance of sleep. Okay, Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, and we've still got that May 11th situation. Has it filled up there? There's going to be that great event, that NCCW Purple Hat Luncheon that you want to attend. And that website, listeners, is nccwviewparkla.com. Get in there and see if you can get a spot. You don't want to miss this event. And that is the Purple Hat Luncheon, and that will be happening on May 11th. But we don't want to, well, you don't want to wait till May 1st to try to get in. Now is the time to get that seat. And so a lot of things happening out here. And then again, for all my diabetics, okay, out there, Dr. Glenda Davis, you will, you must, you can defeat diabetes. And she has some information to educate you on that, okay? You're going to hear the truth. The truth and nothing but the truth. Learn to relearn, to learn and live, okay? Defeat diabetes. They say it's not defeatable, but that is not true. It's a big money maker. It is a big money maker. But if you've been taking those pills for 20 years and still feeling worse than you were since the time you first began to take them, you need to listen to her, okay? She has some information and some education for you. Do your research. Take care of yourself. Your health is your number one important thing. And Stephanie, on that note, I'm just going to say to you, have a good evening. And to stress down, I cannot wait to have my popcorn tomorrow. I cannot wait to mix up my oils for my moisturizers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Stephanie. Please enjoy, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Stephanie Haynes, listen in. Healing everyone. Stephanie, our master.
The reflection. More than darkness in the depths, seeing surface and every shadow. On the wind I feel his breath, golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, you do what I please. Golden eye, shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I cried. But now my time has come. The girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, takes him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see. shadows as a child. You never know how it feels to get so close and be denied.
Song we're singing.
the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what? Break
we
it
give,
up.
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Say what?